You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is 98.7 ESPN, a Good Karma Brands radio station. WEPN-FM, New York.
It's time to get on with the show on 98.7 ESPN Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, Friday, April 5th. I am coming to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Donald LaGreca is coming to you from the great state of New Jersey. We're going to talk about this Knicks game in just a moment. I'm going to get you the Yankees starting lineup in a minute because they're already in the seventh inning, so we should probably do that. But first and foremost, one thing that we have in common, Don, sitting here in Philly and you in New Jersey, is that apparently people in both areas felt that earthquake this morning. What the hell?
Oh, I felt it. I mean, I wasn't that far. I don't know, maybe I'm like 30 minutes from the epicenter. So it was. I had felt the one in 2011. I remember we were at 2 Penn Plaza back then, and I kind of felt the building rumble a bit. And we were like, what was that? And then we found out later it was an earthquake. This clearly, Peter, was an earthquake. Like, it was about a half a second you thought maybe it was a truck. Like, it couldn't be anything else but an earthquake. I was at kickboxing, and we were doing a drill. It's called rows. You kind of sit down as if you're doing a sit-up, and then you just move back and forth, like just help your core. So I'm sitting on the floor, and I feel a rumble, but, Peter, it didn't stop. It went on for like almost a half a minute, or at least it felt like it's that long, where I felt the tiles on the floor kind of rise up underneath me. And then it kind of settled down, and we all looked at each other, and go, that was an earthquake. And then we saw people mulling around outside, and there was about 5 minutes left in the class. We just said, okay, goodbye. And then everybody was on the phone, making sure everybody was okay. I called Nancy, got text messages from people. I drove the kids' school is about a half mile down the road from the kickboxing. So I went right to the school to see if everything was okay, and it was, and there was no damage or anything, but I've never felt that before. Like, I really felt an earthquake. I'm sure there's people in California, like, laughing at a 4.7, 4.8. But for New Jersey, the third largest earthquake in the history of this state, and they've been tracking it since, like, 1737. I don't know how they did it back then. Maybe they just put your ear to the ground or whatever. I don't know what they used to do. But that was pretty significant and kind of just, I wouldn't say scary, just very weird and disconcerting.
I think it is that, you know, Natalie was still in bed. I had gotten up and went to the gym and was running around, and I did not feel it. And then I'm getting...
Was she with you in Philly, or was she
yes.
in New York?
No, okay. She's here.
Okay.
But she felt it. As she put it, she said it felt like all of a sudden she was twerking in bed, meaning her butt was basically just bouncing. Like, she was like, what is happening? Why am I feeling movement?
Yeah.
Like, I did not get anything. And then I see on my phone something about an earthquake in New York, and my nephew is in the city right now for a band trip. And, of course, Bear is up in the city with our friend Sydney taking care of him. So the first thing I did was text her and text my nephew and be like, hey, is what's going on here? And my nephew didn't notice it. He didn't feel it, But he said he was at the middle of his band performance and one of the other groups was performing, and basically their performance got completely interrupted because everyone's phone went off at the same time.
Yeah.
So the entire, I guess, crowd, did everyone get an alert in the like in New York? I didn't get a phone alert.
Not until much longer after in New York.
Got it. So maybe it was then that it happened, that everyone got the alert. So, but really weird, and the security footage that you're seeing around, different people have it. It's weird. I'm sure we'll hear from you guys throughout the day telling us your stories, and I'm curious about them, frankly, because it's just an incredibly unique circumstance.
Yeah, it's like nothing that you've ever seen before. And Michael will be on with us later after the Yankee game is over, and Yankees are down 1-0 midway through the seventh inning. He was at the 89 earthquake in San Francisco. So, and that was a, you know, big time earthquake. But my immediate thought went to that moment because you were only 10, Peter, so I don't know how engaged you were in Giants A's World Series game 3, whatever it was. That, you know, everything at the moment, like, all right, everybody's okay, everybody went to the field. It's all right. And it wasn't until after the fact you saw the damage around the area started to all come in. So your immediate reaction is, okay, everybody's okay, everything's fine, but let's make sure everything's okay elsewhere, you know? That's why you call Nancy, I went to the kid's school, because you don't want to find out later on, oh, this happened or that happened, and then after time went on, there was, like, no damage of any kind of significance, so that was important. But in that brief moment of, like, realizing what you went through, you just don't know what, you know, what's the epicenter? Where is it? Was there something worse somewhere else? So it was just good to hear. Because we're not equipped for that, Peter. You know, I don't know. Do we build buildings and bridges to be earthquake-proof?
Well, that's the terrifying part, is that what if one of these is just significantly worse? I mean, I know. That's the
Ramapo Fault, which you know, runs right through New York, down through New Jersey.
I knew it was Ramapo's fault.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm getting tweets from people like, oh, another thing Don's known for, Ramapo College and Ramapo Fault. And it's the biggest one, I think, in the Eastern Seaboard. Now, I guess it's stable. And this earthquake, from what the news was telling us, was about only a half mile down. And that's why we felt it as much as we did. Usually these rumblings happen much deeper and you don't even notice. So I don't know if it'll ever get to the point like we've seen, you know, what happened in Taiwan earlier in the week and all that. You hope not. But, hey, there's a first time for everything. And we're certainly living in a world, Peter, where, like, things are happening for the first time ever, or for the first time in 100 years. I didn't expect, you know, to have a pandemic 4 years ago either. So it's just kind of crazy. I guess we can look back and laugh and have the different stories, but it was a pretty interesting around about 10:25 this morning to experience something like that.
So we'll talk to you guys throughout the day and hear your stories as well. And of course, you can reach out to us on social media. Real quick, though, let's get to important business. I mean, we're talking about earthquakes.
Okay.
How about today's Yankee starting lineup, which already happened? It's brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. Huh? Torres, Soto, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, Volpe, Verdugo, Berti, Trevino, and Stroman on the hill.
Yeah,
that
anymore.
Is no. Well, it was though.
Well, people do their jobs. It wouldn't be the joke. It is.
That was the Yankees starting lineup brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple: choose happy, choose Serta Pro Painters. All right. Game time, of course, also brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Yankees taking on the Blue Jays right now. The Knicks face the Bulls in Chicago. We'll get to the Knicks here in 1 second with coverage starting at 7:30 on 98.7. Rangers in Detroit to face the Red Wings. Coverage at 6:30 on 10:50. And the Mets trying to get win number 2. They take on the Reds at 6:40. So we'll talk about the Mets shortly. And, of course, Michael will come shot out of a cannon, I'm sure, ready to talk Yankees. So
With that,
Don, we should talk about the Knicks getting a huge win last night. We talked about it a lot yesterday. You can't lose 4 straight. You're playing a Sacramento team at home that you know you're capable of beating and should beat. They get down of a terrible first quarter, get down early, and then the Wildcats run wild. The Villanova boys do what they got to do, combine for 80 points, and the Knicks end up getting a win, Don, that they absolutely needed to get.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, they just were down like the whole game, and Brunson wasn't shooting threes. Just the Knicks didn't feel themselves, and it just felt like, oh, this is going to be a loss. And then you got a second of back-to-backs tonight, you know, very winnable against Chicago, but you know how dicey second of back-to-backs can be. And now you might be just fighting for the play-in after the news we heard about Randle being out for the season, but you sometimes forget how resilient this team is. They're a good team. They're a well-coached team, and they took care of business against a pretty good Sacramento team, had pretty much the same record the Knicks did, but the Knicks took care of them in Sacramento a couple of weeks ago. But it was a game they had to get. Now, if you can win tonight and you can kind of get back your bearings as far as staying out of the play-in and then trying to finish as high as you can. But it's kind of catch-22, right, Peter? The team has got the gumption and the heart to fight through. But it's another one of those games where you got to scratch and claw. And how much does it exhaust you? And how much can it affect them later on that this is what it takes now to win games with the injuries that they have? Like, they'll win tonight, I would think. The Bulls aren't good. But it's, like I said, it's the second game in two nights. So how much are they wearing themselves down, Peter, when they get to the second season to be able to stay out of the play-in and win those types of games like they did last night?
Exactamundo. That is the part you worry about. But how much can you alleviate that, Don, and not have a game like last night be one of those nail biters if you have OG back? That's the question to me.
Yeah, you're just a better team. But right now, when you're playing with no OG, you don't have, obviously, Randle coming back. You're playing without Hart. Yeah, you're going to have to kill yourself to win whatever game you can win.
And how many nights are you getting?
Every.
Brunson 12 of 20 from the floor. Hart, 14 of 19, and DiVincenzo, 6 of 13 from the floor, 5 and 9 from 3. So they got an incredibly high percentage from their best players. Overall, too, they shot 55% from the floor. So that's going to be how you win games, Don, is you shoot exceptionally well when you're undermanned, and that's why you feel good yesterday that we found out Tibbs said he does feel optimistic about where OG is right now.
You know, it's interesting with the Knicks because I think we know what they are. We know that they're a very good team, and the only complaint we have about them is that they're not healthy. I don't think anybody has any problems with Tibbs. You have certainly no problem with any of the personnel they have. I think you got to be happy with everybody. The only issue with this team is that they're banged up.
Yep.
That's it. Even with the Rangers, I can start questioning certain little things about how they play even strength, and they're maybe not as responsible with the puck as they should be. You know, the Yankees, are they going to be able to hit in the postseason? Is their starting pitching good enough? This basketball team, if they're healthy, they're good enough or close to it to compete for a championship. I think they are. It's just they're banged up. So that's what's just so they're you can legitimate unless you're not a Knicks fan. If you are a Knicks fan or neutral on the Knicks, how do you just not feel bad for them? They didn't do this to themselves. None of this was self-inflicted.
Yeah, no, exactly. You want to take some phone calls, Don?
I love it.
Let's start with Blanderson Hooper, who wants to talk Knicks basketball. What's up, Blanderson?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So we had spoken on Wednesday, and I had asked you guys, what happens if Randle and Ananobi don't come back? Do we get a pass? And then obviously we find out yesterday that Randle's not coming back. I watched that first quarter, and what was it, 35-20, I think, at the end of one?
Yeah.
And I was so dejected. I could feel the season slipping through our fingers, and then the second half was the exact opposite. It was insane. I mean, like, Peter said the Nova boys completely invigorated them. And honestly, if we get OG back, if OG can be added to the team that we saw in the second half last night, I don't see why they can't get to the conference finals. I don't know about getting to the NBA finals. I don't think they could necessarily beat the Celtics with the team as it is right now. But with OG back, if they can play like last night, I have a very good feeling about this team.
Well, the question is, can they beat the Bucks? Can they beat the Cavaliers, the Magic? Can they beat whatever the teams that they might face in the first round? Yeah, I think they've had the Cavs number. I think they could beat the Magic. But once you get to the second round, Peter, unless you get lucky and Milwaukee gets picked off in the first round, I mean, are they able to beat Milwaukee in a seven-game series? Or maybe Giannis gets hurt again like what happened last year. But can you play like that, expect to win a best-of-seven series against the Bucks? That's heavy lifting, man. Even with OG, that's still pretty heavy lifting.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Don. Yeah. I recognize that. I think, though, what you heard from Blanderson is a feeling you're going to get from a lot of Knicks fans, that you still feel really good about this team and what their chances mm-hmm. could potentially be if they were to get OG back. Whether that's championship or not, that starts to get a little.
Well, heavy. That's off. I mean, Kay said it yesterday. It's dry. That's championships off the table. Come on.
I mean, well, the only thing is this. The only thing I'll say is you just don't know what's going to happen with other people. You just don't know what matchups are affected by other people's injuries.
But that's anybody. I mean, anybody could sit there and go, well, gee, if Denver suffers injuries, if Tatum's out for the – yeah, anything can happen. But right now you can't say destination championship with the injuries that they have. That's not going to happen. I mean, anything crazy notwithstanding, so something catastrophic, but as presently constituted, you're not going to beat the Celtics and the Nuggets and win a championship. Question is, can you win in the first round? Absolutely. Now, he asked, do you get a pass without OG? I don't know. How do you feel right now? At this second, if the playoffs started today, are you picking them to win a best-of-seven series against Orlando? I would.
Yeah, I was going to say I would. I think I would, yeah. I don't think it'll be as easy as it should be, but I think
now,
I would.
Now, Cleveland, I wouldn't be shocked, but that'd be a pleasant surprise if they did.
Cleveland would be tough, but it could happen.
But they kind of have their number.
But that number can kind of change right when you're a different version of yourself.
But now, who else? All right, the Magic, yes. Cleveland, let's just say yes. Philadelphia with a healthy Embiid.
That makes me a little – Don, I'm telling you, they got a nice win last night too. That starts to make me a little concerned. I don't know what that team could look like in the playoffs healthy Embiid. I don't. That kind of concerns me a little bit.
Okay, so who else am I missing that they could face in the first round or first couple of rounds?
Obviously, we have different scenarios here depending on how the next the remainder of their schedule with the Chicago Bulls goes. But the Knicks are currently at the five. If they were to somehow end up at the six, then you mentioned the Cavs. If they end up four or five, they're talking about the Magic.
Right.
If somehow the wheels fall off and they end up in a play-in, then you're talking about the Sixers could be an option. The Heat could be an option.
Well, they can move up to three, I guess, right?
Basically, their range, considering the Knicks are currently, let's just look at it like this, they're 15 games out of first. They could get if things went crazy, they could get as high as two.
Right.
If things went really bad, they could get as low as eight. Yeah. That is it. They're in no matter what, right?
I don't think they'll fall to eight, though. They'll fall to eight? Not with three games with Chicago left. They're not going to fall into the I think last night locked them into staying out of the play-in. So it's a matter of, maybe they can get to three, and you play the Pacers. So we said, all right, Magic, Cavaliers, all right, Pacers. I think they could beat the Pacers in a best of seven without OG.
But wouldn't you say, though, Don, that what you don't want to do is end up getting to two? I don't want to get to two and play the winner of a Heat-Sixers play-in game.
But it could be
I really don't have an interest in that.
Right? I mean, the Sixers have 35 losses. The Heat have 34. The Pacers have 34. So it could be you say you don't want the two seed because you don't want to take on the 76ers or the Heat, but you might take on the Pacers. And that's a draw you would want.
Yeah, by the way, that's not a sexy draw either. The Pacers are very good, but there's
something
about –
Well, they can score.
They obviously have a sick offense, but, you know, we talk about it. We almost over-talk about it. I'm just scared of teams like the Heat. I don't want – I'd rather get the Pacers. Oh. I'd rather get a more talented Pacer team than something about playing the Miami Heat in the playoffs.
Now, we're talking without Anunoby. There's no reason to think that that's the case. We got good news yesterday that he's getting closer. You got a couple of weeks before the playoffs start. Now, you get a healthy Anunoby, I think that this team, if you want to say have a shot at the conference final, I might be there with you. Maybe. I wouldn't pick him against the Bucks, but again, things look what happened to the Bucks last year. Wacky things can happen. So if you end up, if this team's playing a best of seven series against Boston a couple of months from now, with everything that they went through, you throw a parade.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go back to the phones and talk some more Knicks. Let's go to Ron in Westchester. Hey, Ron.
Hey, gentlemen, I wish I was as optimistic as you two are. I mean, to say that they're going to beat the Magic and the Pacers, I mean, listen, bleed orange and blue skies, everything you say, you know, about the Knicks, I tend to agree with. But when you look at the matchups and you look at the type of offense that those teams can run compared to the Knicks, I just don't see it. You know, they're younger, they're quicker, they're more athletic. They've lost to the Magic three times this season. All right, so when I look at the fluidity between 2-8, really the only team I want to see the Knicks playing, and maybe because, you know, there's some the bias effect here because they beat them last year, is the Cavs. You know, obviously stay away from the Heat. Sixers are looking good now with Embiid. I am petrified. And here's another thing. You know, when this, the teams that prepare for the Knicks in the seven-game series and they look at how certain teams, the Mavericks comes to mind, they played the Knicks and how they double-teamed Brunson, all right? I don't see how the Knicks are going to be able to counteract that because you can't bank on Josh Hart scoring 30 points like he did last night, all right? Those games aren't going to happen with any degree of frequency. That's the X factor. How are the Knicks going to counteract the double-team of Brunson at half court? And then last thing, the folks out there that like to say, you know, the team is better off without Randall, they are absolutely wrong. I mean, there's no other way of saying it because that double team at half court, would you rather have Randall have the ball off that double team or Hart or a guy like Bojan Bogdanovic who has been, aside from little glimpses here and there, unathletic, slow, you know, he hits the three from 28 feet outside of the flow of the offense on occasion.
Okay.
So those fans need to really, you know, really check themselves because that we're going to really miss Randall this postseason.
No, I don't think anybody's doubting that, but you've had Randall out for a long time, and this team was still finding ways to win games. Now, I'm getting a lot of reaction on Twitter about OG playing tonight. I see him listed as questionable, so I don't see anywhere where he's definitely playing tonight. But as I mentioned, we're getting good news. So we're talking about no OG. There's a possibility they can get him back in time to get some games under his belt.
No, that'd be great. People are excited because it's the upgrade to questionable.
It's still questionable. But that tells you that if he's questionable tonight, then I think there's an excellent chance he will play in a few games before the regular season is over. But remember, we had him back, and then he went down again. And he does kind of have a history of not necessarily being overly reliable here. But that was in his past. I mean, right now, you get him back, you get a few games under his belt for the playoffs, then we can move forward. That caller was really overly pessimistic. We might be optimistic, but I want to believe in this team, Peter, because they haven't given me a reason not to believe in them.
By the way, that wraps up about an 18-minute game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple-distilled, triple-blended, and triple-cast matured Irish whiskey. I say Irish quite a bit.
Irish?
Yeah, I don't know why. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. More of your phone calls next. Of course, we will get to Michael Kay and the Yes Network at some point after the Yankee Blue Jay game. More phone calls. I'm considering gambling on a Richard call early, but I'll make that decision as the day goes on. Guys, a message brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Tell you what, mine's actually doing pretty good. I'm a couple days into WrestleMania weekend, and it's filled with a lot of excitement and energy and also some nerves dealing with so many people, you know, listeners, bosses, colleagues. It's hard. You got to take care of yourself. You got to rest. You got to talk to someone to really get yourself into a place where you feel confident and where you feel your social battery is in a good place, and that's something that therapy can do for you. You know, you can have conversations and really look within yourself to find what you need to be able to put yourself in those social settings that can be so challenging for so many people. It's the most underrated thing in the world, how many people have social anxiety. So if you're looking to recharge that battery and you're considering therapy, maybe consider giving BetterHelp a try. I'll help you with coping skills, boundary setting, and empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So give BetterHelp a try. All right, it's convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
I like that song. Peter thinks it's corny, but I like this song. Maybe because I've heard it for so long. But they have done a better job. I don't know, but I think the fans love it.
Listen, you're obviously right. I'm obviously missing I'm missing the whatever on it. It's not for me. I don't know why. Okay. Yeah, there's something for me in the New York Knicks song.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Well, fine. You want to get into it?
Okay.
It's just a little cheesy, considering this is New York. This is the birthplace of hip-hop. This is one of the coolest teams in the world. And I know the guy who made the song now turned out to be this really rich, interesting, motivational speaking, like, famous guy. And all due respect to him, but it sounds like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song. It's not it for me.
But at the time it came out, or was it early 90s? Very early 90s. Even late 80s, maybe. I don't know the exact date.
No. Definitely 90s.
Was it corny for the time?
Well, you know what?
There was a lot of rap and hip-hop that you go back to that didn't particularly age well, but at the time you thought it was great.
My guess is, Don, is you're going way too early on when the song started. That's the problem. I think this song, someone should tell, I think this song's like late 90s, maybe 2000.
Late 90s?
94.
94. They're saying 94 for the Knicks song?
Yep, yeah. 93-94 NBA season.
You know what? That actually helps. It does. You know what? I'll give you that, Don. It helps. It's still a few years after the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Vanilla Ice song, which is a problem. But it being from the 90s does not hurt. I just feel like I'm surprised we weren't able to figure out something else since then. But you know what? I don't. People love it, and why am I going
to
be that guy?
How deep do you want it to be? See, you know what your problem is?
I'm being that guy.
You're too much of an appreciator of the genre. Sometimes you do cornball things and it just happens to work, right? Like you're a hip hop guy. I'm a metal guy. And there's some metal that I really think is important and deep. And then there's some metal where you're just like, it's just a fun song. It doesn't mean anything. We're not breaking any new ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love aggressive music. And if I throw a Rage Against the Machine song on, I'm making some sort of a statement. And I think that their music is very deep. And I think it's important on a lot of different levels. But, you know, Twisted Sister, you're just putting it on because you just want to bang your head. We're not trying to break new ground. We're not trying to invent anything. Just I just want to rock out. Doesn't that happen in hip-hop? Where there's some songs that have real deep meaning that are going to live on forever. And then some you just throw on because it's a beat and it'll get people kind of going. But it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but like this isn't that either. This isn't gonna like hype me up. It's
well,
a
no,
fun,
go New
goofy...
York, go, like at that time that was the feel, right? Like you're in a club and let's say Patrick Ewing walks in, and like go New York, go, and everybody's doing it at the same time. It's corny, but it's kind of
it's
makes
on.
It
if
safe.
I was in that, if I was in that club, I'd kill myself. That's what you have to understand.
You know what
but I'm that
is?
Guy. I'm
the,
that guy.
Right, because this is, if you haven't seen it, and the reason Peter will relate to it, because we both share the love of this movie, it's like the movie High Fidelity. You're in the record shop, and you just think you're better than everybody else. And a guy just wants to come in and buy a record. But they're like above it. They appreciate it too much. So when that guy comes in and wants to buy I Just Called to Say I Love You, you mock him because he's not on your level. That's
I have a little bit. I have a little bit of that guy in there. I have a little Jack Black from High Fidelity, just a little, and I admit it. All right, let's go back to the phones. All right, I said I might take a risk. I'm going to go to Richard in Manhattan
early
at 3:33 on a Friday. Hey, Richard.
Who's that in the corner?
Oh, yeah,
with everyone gathered around, trading their old sports stories, the many ups and the many downs. It's the Don and Dick Show, coming your way. It's the Don and Dick Show, what can you say?
Hey, Dick, what do you got?
Hi, Don. Peter, 1, 2, and 3, most surprising yesterday. Knicks winning, Mets winning, Seton Hall winning. Go ahead.
Which is the most what?
Surprising.
I'm not surprised by Seton Hall winning.
They were down by 7 with 3 minutes to go.
No, I get it, but you know what? They were the one seed in the NIT.
Okay.
All right.
They came back. All right. Great win for Jersey.
Richard, yeah. I literally, there's nothing I could care less about. I mean,
okay.
you could call up and say you actually saw dog feces today. And it was,
oh, wait.
I'm sorry. See,
that's
I,
a lot.
No, God bless.
Answer his question.
God
the
bless.
I was listening to Sue. Susan and John, between them, they're over 160 years old. That has never happened, and who knows if it ever will happen, and they're still going. They're fantastic. Nobody talks about what a treasure we have in New York. They are. I mean, it's unfortunate they're going against Michael Kay, but I'd rather listen to those two and read my New York Post or New York Times sports section. Those guys with a cup of coffee and a bagel, and I'm good. John and Susan are still number one in my book, and they sound better than ever. I just hope they keep going. Fellas, last week you talked about football players who had two careers and great careers. I think you forgot Reggie White. That's for sure. Great with Green Bay and great with Philly.
No,
you
know we're talking about running backs, though. That's why we didn't.
Oh, okay.
Running back.
Yeah. And there's only one football player who had three great careers. Three. And
well,
that
who?
Was Fran Tarkington. First with Minnesota, then with the Giants, and then with Minnesota again.
Right.
And one last thing, fellas. 2-3 weeks ago, all I heard about was how bad a guy Stroman is not going to be because he's not taking the pitch opening game, and you do what the manager says when you're told. It's the first game of the season. Look what this guy has done in his first two games. No earned runs in 12 innings. This guy has been great. Man, I love it. I'm rooting so hard for this guy as a comeback guy. We know his reputation, a little shady there, but, man, he's pitching great, and let's jump on this guy's shoulder because he's pitching great. Fellas, always a pleasure. Thank you, Don, Peter.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the phone call.
It was a tough one. You know, there's no question
about
it.
Well, he doesn't let any kind of feed. There's no feedback. He's not listening.
Well, hold on, but think about it realistically. It was a 1-for-3 phone call. The Stroman point could have been the whole phone call. You know, everyone had a lot to say, and there was concern about Stroman, but so far, through a couple of starts and 12 innings, you got to be happy with what you've seen. Of course, the Yankees still find themselves down 1-0 late, but that's obviously no fault of Marcus Stroman. So that point was fine. Bringing up the Seton Hall game, unless you are a Seton Hall Pirate, in which case, God bless you, or like you live within 5 miles of Seton Hall, no one cares about the NIT ones. It just stop. And then the other point, Reggie White, that's tough because he's not a running back. So, you know, hey, listen, it was we did it. It was something that happened just now. And you move on.
We could have, you know, we had a conversation about running backs that had two lives, and I got a lot, people don't listen because I got a lot of that on social media. You forgot about Reggie White. Well, because Reggie White wasn't a running back. Listen to the conversation. But Seton Hall did win, and they were down big or late. But they were the number one seed. They were the favorite, so that's less surprising. The Mets,
they're
getting no hit.
Over 160 years old.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And then he did the ranting about, I mean, listen, I love that they're still doing it, and they're still doing it at such a high level at their age. It's a phenomenal story. But it is an important thing for people to know. I'd rather say this to you, Don, when Michael's not around.
Okay?
I'm just being honest. John is a very acquired taste.
Vidalia onion.
John Sterling, if you are not from New York and you did not grow up listening to John and he hasn't become... Listen, you'll find New Yorkers who hate him. There are New Yorkers who cannot deal with John. I find it charming and interesting and weird and in a good way because Michael tells us stories about him and he sounds like such an interesting, lovely guy. But if you just stumble into a Yankees audio, like you, Don, you go on YouTube and let's say you're a fan of the Blue Jays and you type on YouTube Yankee Blue Jay highlights and they go back and forth with the radio calls and the TV calls, you'll think John's style is bizarre. So there is a reason that I don't think gets talked about why he isn't necessarily always thrown in sort of that big-time national legend conversation because he's not a traditional broadcaster.
Nutella.
He's not.
Almond butter.
Now, part of the charm, but it is what makes him different.
They don't get a lot of national love because I think people outside of New York don't necessarily get it. Because as he's gotten older, there's been some gaps. And Susan does do play-by-play, but she does an excellent job with the analysis. But you're right.
I think Susan may be the underrated piece there.
But I think you've nailed it. It's kind of an acquired taste that if you don't get it, then you don't get it. But people in New York certainly appreciate him. And I don't know what the collective age is. You know, it's not – listen, it's baseball, right? So there's a lot – like Kruk and Kipe, who are universally looked upon as the best on television, they're a collective 145 years old. So, you know, you're going to get a lot of announcers that are going to be up there. And John certainly has been doing it outside of Vin Scully as old as we've seen anybody do it. I mean, he's in his mid-80s, and it's been incredible. But people in New York appreciate him, and how people outside of feel about him, what does anybody care? But that's what's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame, unfortunately, because it is the outside love that will get him there. But they definitely have done an incredible job. And Susan has been there now. God, it's because Michael left and then he was replaced by Charlie Steiner. It's been 20 years with Susan, I believe. Anthony may know better, but it's definitely up there.
Hand-churned guacamole.
But see, if you played that in North Dakota, they're going to be like, why is that good? But in New York, you can sense how good it is. That's good stuff. But can I play that to somebody in Arizona and them appreciate it?
No. They're going to be a little confused for sure.
And that's their fault.
Let's go to Danny on Long Island, who's going to pick things up for us. And also, after Michael gets here, he won't get on the show. So.
Yeah, big fan of Yankee Day games. Big fan of Yankee Day games. Just like to note at this point that you guys are a combined 91 years old and you're killing it. As far as I can
tell.
Thank
you so much.
That's a guess. You know, these seasons go on so long. I'm not the greatest basketball fan. I was in the house when Julius Erving won the ABA championship, by the way. I still have a ticket stub for that. Imagine that. But I watched a lot of Knicks this year, and this season goes on forever. I'm exhausted. I mean, it seems like the Knicks have had about four or five seasons within a season. Like, we were good, we were hurt, we sucked, we were number one, we're going to the championship, then we weren't going to make the playoffs, now we're back in the middle. I have no idea what's going to happen in the playoffs. There are smarter people than me. But for entertainment purposes and for sheer talk radio conversations, this has been some year, and they really try hard, and everybody loves the team. There's nothing not to like about it. So I'm hoping that they finish strong and at least win a series. And like you said earlier, if they ever lost to Boston, even when they were fully armed, we would have said, okay, that's okay. They lost to Boston. So now the expectations have to be much lower. And last but not least, Don, I have a little list for you if you can formulate it for me.
Go ahead.
If the Mets would have lost yesterday, it would have been their worst start since 1963 when John F. Kennedy was perusing the White House. I have five movies from 1963. I know you're a movie fan. Place them in your order. Oh. The Great Escape.
Okay, very good.
Birds. It's a Mad, Mad World. Lawrence of Arabia. Four.
Lawrence of Arabia is just way too long. That would definitely be four for me. So you said The Birds?
The Birds.
That is, you know, Hitchcock classic. I'm going to go Great Escape one. A Mad, 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 Mad World, because when I saw that as a kid, I laughed through the whole thing. And
oh, classic
then
movie.
The Birds would be three, and then I would have Lawrence of Arabia four.
There you go. And let me hang up quick before Michael gets off the air and hears my voice. I'll go with the anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, no, you got to run.
Yeah,
you gotta
you know,
they send a hot bag of crap.
He's right about how long the season is. And it's, well, listen, baseball is long, too. All these seasons are really long, except football feels like it's over in a blink. It took a second. Peter, I had to try to remember, was it last year or was it even this year that I did a Knick game?
It was this year.
Yeah, but it was like early December. It felt like an eternity ago. How long ago that was? Randall was still playing. It was before the big trade with Toronto. Like, it felt like centuries ago, right? It's nobody's fault. It's just that's a fact. I mean, think of all the things that have happened since then. You know, first the trade, the injuries. This season has been long just because it's happened in so many different stages. The play-in, I mean, the in-season tournament, didn't that feel like a century ago when the Lakers won?
It really does. That when you say in-season tournament, that's really the when I'm like, oh, wow, it really has been forever. 1-800-919-3776. Of course, we're talking about the Knicks right now. We'll get into some baseball as well. Some interesting things on the Jets. An interesting conversation that was had earlier that we want to dive into shortly. And also, Michael will join us after the Yankee game. Are they into the ninth yet, Don?
We are in the top of the ninth. 1-0 Blue Jays.
Cool whip.
That's exactly right. Guys, say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing in America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, all right? I'm not taking any risks. I'm going with UConn to win it all. You can do what you want. If you win it, $200 that you can use on point spreads, money lines, whatever you want. You can even pick who's going to win the whole thing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets. That expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369.
And Michael will tell you, he just loves to talk about his friends over at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. He trusts them for his appliances, TV, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it. And free in-home delivery, all mattresses, just $199 and up. So do what Michael does. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattress.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Classic. Peter and Don on the K Show, 98.7 ESPN. Quick tournament update driven by Nissan. All eyes on ESPN tonight in the women's Final Four in Cleveland. Undefeated South Carolina takes on NC State in the first game at 7. Then the 9 o'clock main event, UConn and Iowa. That is your tournament update driven by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Don, it's going to be amazing to see how many people tune in to this UConn-Iowa situation. I love the storyline. I love for Caitlin Clark is that she had to take out her rival who took her out in the championship last year, LSU. Now you go on to battle the greatest, maybe the greatest women's program of all time. And if you get past that, Don, then you go and take on the juggernaut with the coach of the year, South Carolina. So I love that. Like, you know, I look at everything like a storyline. And this storyline is for Caitlin Clark to get that championship before she goes to the WNBA and will, of course, likely be the number one pick and go to Indiana. Before any of that can happen, if she's to win that championship, she's going to have to go through basically every sort of test she possibly could on her way.
Yeah, and it is amazing. And we asked Ryan Rucco about it when we had him on. I guess it was Tuesday. Does she need to win a championship to bring this amazing season together? And he said no. And he would know better than me in the circles of women's college basketball. But I think in sports, Peter, I think it does matter. Now, I think there's two different issues here. Nobody's going to blame her. If she goes out there and she's nailing threes and she's scoring 40 points and they lose, I mean, she can only do so much, right? So I'm not saying like it tarnishes a legacy or anything. That's unfair because it takes more than just one person to win a championship, even somebody as great as her. But It won't it feel incomplete? I mean, apply it to anybody else. If LeBron James broke the record for points in a season and just had an unbelievable season, and they lose in the final, it's not going to look good. And I'm gonna give you an example. It didn't look good when he lost to Dallas because all eyes were on him when he first went to Miami. I think being able to complete it with a championship, it's not going to tarnish the legacy, but it'll make the season feel incomplete. And you know who would probably agree with me 100%, Peter? Would be her. Because I think she wants to win desperately.
I agree with you 100%. And listen, there are plenty of legends, people who went on to be all-time greats, who did not win a championship. But it's a really nice way to sort of get your story started. Is getting that college championship.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we could go chapter and verse in basketball of how many of the greats did it. Especially, listen, some guys are Steph Curry, and they go to Davidson. It's not on the cards. But if you're like Caitlin Clark and you're on a team that's been in business every single year and in the conversation, it's certainly not crazy to think that she could win a championship, and, of course, it would add a lot.
So need is strong. But you know what I'm saying, Peter, is just that it would really just make the story complete. And I think that's what you're looking to do here. And I think she will do it. And now as far as the ratings, who knows? There's a lot of competition. It's Friday. So there's a lot of, you know, big NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball is in full swing here. You got games going on. So I don't think maybe it will do even higher. I don't know. But to me, that's a sub-story to what has just been just compelling television, compelling entertainment and athleticism. So even if the number ends up being less,
does not mean that the event is less and that the moment is less.
I just had an unbelievable deja vu. Oh, my. Don, I was listening to you go, and I was like, am I going to be able to predict what he's going to say next? It was insane, the deja vu. And it was definitely just deja vu. 1-800-919-3776. You want to let's get to Ken's.
Were you mocking me?
No, I'm being dead serious.
Well, you said deja vu. It sounded like, well, Don's just going to repeat something he said over and over again. That's the way I took it.
Well, you know what? That's unfortunate that you feel that way about how I feel about you. I was being literal.
That's just rude.
Well done. I was just in it. It was just like, wow, this is so crazy. But it's impossible. I was sitting in the hotel room. You were talking about a Caitlin Clark game. Talking about that. It was all, but like, no, that could only be right now. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut with his Yankee haiku. Let's see how it goes, Ken. What do you got?
Well, first of all, do you guys have the audio of Gary Cohen's calling the Mets?
The
rock bottom comment?
Oh, well, we got you. You were here.
That'd be great.
It's an ENN thing, I'm sure, but.
That could be a preface.
We're going to talk Mets coming up. We'll definitely play it.
Wait, you said
no, he wants me to play it
that.
Now.
He wants it now. Ken, you want it before your haiku?
You know what? If possible, then okay. That'd be great.
We're taking right, requests we now. Okay, go ahead.
Go. Nobody in the ballpark. 1-5. Hitless through 7. Feels like rock bottom.
Wow.
So, with that said... As a Yankees fan, I don't root against the Mets. Like, yeah, if they lose, like, I might smirk, but I don't actively root against you, Don. But here's the Yankees haiku with that in mind. And, yeah, they're probably going to lose today, but maybe not. We're home. Welcome, Juan. Play today, win today. Grind. Anti-rock bottom.
Well, now I know why you need to play it. That was outstanding.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
The only thing that I would suggest, because I'm a fan, is that off the air you should have coordinated with Anthony, and I think you would have nailed it. I think the little awkwardness of trying to call for it. You're the man now. You're the haiku man.
I hate them. I absolutely hate the haiku.
Really?
I'm not. I can't tell you whether they're good or not because maybe they are good, and I just hate haikus.
Okay. Well, then that's not his fault.
No, exactly. Maybe it is his fault. Maybe if I were to hear a great haiku, I'd go, oh, I love these.
What was the inadvertent one in Wayne's World?
That was a haiku.
Cool. I forget what he said, though.
But those were, I just don't get it. It's not for me. Again, go New York, go New York, go. That's not for me.
Well,
and also... That haiku was not for me. Here's what it is. Does this seem weird to anybody else? I mean, we're looking down on Wayne's basement. Only that's not Wayne's basement. Isn't that weird?
That's a haiku. That was it.
Yeah, he goes, Garth, that was a haiku.